On today's show, Ferdinand Piëch loses the biggest battle of his career at Volkswagen, why it's cheaper to lease a car than rely on Uber, and how BMW slashed the cost of the i3, even though it's made out of one of the most expensive materials that you can buy. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for April 27th of 2015. In a stunning and dramatic turn of events, Ferdinand Piëch resigned from Volkswagen's Board of Supervisors over the weekend. So did his wife, Ursula. It was only 2 weeks ago that we first learned of the power struggle between Piëch and the Board of Supervisors over the fate of CEO Martin Winterkorn. Piëch wanted him out, but the board backed Winterkorn to the hilt. So Piëch did the honorable thing and said sayonara. The board picked a deputy chairman who will temporarily hold the position until a new chairman can be elected. And wouldn't it be poetic justice if Winterkorn becomes that new chairman? Stay tuned. Paying for your mobility as you need it might be the wave of the future, but right now, leasing a car is cheaper. But it all depends on how many miles you drive. A recent article from Medium.com says that you would pay about $12,700 using Uber if you drove 9,500 miles a year. But according to SwapALease.com, it would be much cheaper to lease a car, about $4,800 a year in lease payments, over $1,300 a year in fuel, and that's assuming that gasoline is $3.50 a gallon. It would be about $1,300 for insurance and about $350 for maintenance. That brings the lease total to about $7,800 a year. So if you drive 9,500 miles or more a year, you'd save nearly $5,000 if you lease your car instead of using Uber. And we'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
GM CEO Mary Barra made triple the compensation that she earned in 2013 when she was the company's executive vice president. Barra was paid $16.2 million last year for her job as CEO. The majority of the money came from performance-based cash incentives and stock options. It could have been more, but Barra missed on some of the company's goals as she and her team spent most of the year dealing with the ignition switch fiasco. And her compensation puts her right smack dab in the middle of what her male counterparts make. The UAW Ford department recently put together an art exhibit of artwork from UAW Ford employees, and we've shown you a number of those entries. Well, here is another one. It's called Picasso Sepia and is an oil painting from Kenneth F. Zero, who works at Ford's Product Development Center. This picture does not give you an idea of the scale, because in real life, this painting is 6 feet tall by 5 feet wide, and the detail is incredible. And this shows the incredible talent of some of the hourly workers who are part of the automotive industry. Hey, be sure to join us for Autoline After Hours this Thursday. Our guest is Klaus Busse, the head of interior design at FCA USA. Join me and Gary Vasilash for some of the best insider insights into the automotive industry. And speaking of after hours, coming up next, we'll take a look at how BMW slashed the cost of making the i3, even though it uses one of the most expensive materials that you can buy.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work, Dow.
On the last Autoline After Hours, Sandy Monroe, whose company, Monroe & Associates, does a lot of vehicle teardowns for benchmarking, took us through some of his findings on a teardown of the BMW i3. Monroe thinks the car is so revolutionary, he calls it the Model T of our times. And that's especially true when it comes to the construction of the carbon fiber body. Carbon fiber is at least 25 times more expensive than steel. That's why it's mostly used on expensive performance cars. But Monroe says the way BMW constructs the body of the i3 pays for a lot of carbon fiber. Sandy says it typically costs about $420 million to pay for the tooling to make a car in steel. But by avoiding stamping dies, he figures BMW's tooling cost was about $120 million. Let's say BMW plans on making this version of the i3 for 4 years. Total production, based on today's rate, would be about 80,000 cars. That means if BMW had made the i3 out of steel, it would have had to amortize tooling costs of $5,250 per car. But the actual tooling cost means it only has to amortize about $1,500 per car, a savings of $3,750. That pays for a lot of carbon fiber, but it doesn't pay for it all. And if you'd like to learn some of the other ways that BMW cut the cost of the car, we invite you to watch that entire episode of Autoline After Hours on our website or on our YouTube channel. Just look for the Autoline Network. And by the way, you can subscribe to that channel so that you don't have to miss any of the coverage that we provide. Anyway, that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching, and remember, we'll be right back again here tomorrow.